Hi, it's Donovan from DonovanGrant.com, and it's great to be with you for another show. Today's message is really going to be it's one which is close to my own heart, and I hopefully you'll get some benefit from it too. And the question I want to start by asking you is, are you lugging around an old belief that no longer serves you? Let me ask you that again, a bit slower. Are you lugging around an old belief that no longer serves you? I mean, if you're anything like me, you've probably had things happen in your life that you've held as facts for so long. And then one day, you found that it wasn't true. It was just a myth. Now, whether we pick up ideas as a child or even as an adult, we all have certain things that we keep as special, we keep as gospel, and we say, nope, I don't care, this is true. But have you ever thought that some of these beliefs need to be filed in your archives forever? And just for a moment, suppose that you were flying a helicopter, about 1,000 feet above the ground, looking down at your life right now. What would you see? Would you see yourself as successful, as confident, responsible, being held back, or even stuck? The thing is that in any given moment, we can be happy with who we are. And on other occasions, you know, it's not that great. We may be a bit sad. But what we can say for sure is that how we feel has got a lot to do with what we believe about ourselves, our surroundings, our family, the situation we're in. And that's one of the reasons why it's got to be worth us taking a look at where we are in life every now and then. Can you think of a time when something that you treasured turned out to be false? What was it like when you found out? I mean, think about this situation. As a young boy, 7 years old, he was quite a sporty chap. He was 7 years old and he was, you know, he's an Afro-Caribbean child. He grew up in London, UK. And he was told, black people can't swim. I mean, there was plenty of evidence around to prove it too. His mum, his dad, they were both non-swimmers. His sister couldn't swim. His brothers couldn't swim. People in his community couldn't swim. I mean, the guy sat down watching the Olympics on TV. He never saw a black swimmer in swimming. It had to be true. What were the reasons that he was told? The bone density was too heavy. The skin type was not buoyant enough. Not enough body fat. There was so much evidence. But you know what? I still signed up for swimming lessons at school. And I went along every week. We learned how to breathe properly. We learned how to kick, use our arms, use the floats, and eventually swim unaided. I swam! Now this bit may make you laugh, but you know what? I thought that I was the first black person to swim. But really, it was just another myth. And of course, as we guessed it, I wasn't the first black person to swim. It really makes me laugh as I think about it now, in fact. But here's a question. How many of our children's dreams are shattered by old myths that have been passed down through generations? One thing we know for sure is that adults have old beliefs that they carry around too. Many are not useful to us. Yet we've not been bothered to really look into them. You know why? It takes a lot of effort. But just suppose for a moment that every belief has a positive intention. Let me say that one again. Just suppose that every belief has a positive intention. Or if we put it plain and simple, all beliefs did us some good at some time in our life. You know, it could have provided protection for you. It may have been a lesson that you learned. It may have just been a prop that you needed before you can move on past a certain hurdle. And let's just say we only accepted them because they were good for us. Now, here's the question that I want you to think about. What happens when we need to move forward and our current thinking holds us back? You may have heard about the athlete, Roger Bannister. Before Roger, no one had ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes. But on the 6th of May, 1954, Roger broke the barrier and he basically opened the door for thousands of others to bust the myth. The 4 minute mile barrier was archived into the file of old beliefs forever. So here's something for you to ponder and just take a couple of moments and really think about these questions. You can say it out loud or you can just say it in your mind. Here we go. Am I holding on to an old belief that is keeping me back from my dreams? Here's number two. Have I passed on a belief to my children that could stop them from being the best that they can be? And here's a final question. What opportunity can I see in my life from the helicopter 1,000 feet in the air that I can't see from on the ground? My friends, from my personal experience, I know that a time comes when we outgrow some of our old and hardwired thinking. We get to that point where the juice has all been squeezed out, just like an orange. And we need a fresh fruit. We need some more fruit that we can get some fresh juice from. The thing is that it's hard to do. Otherwise, we would have done it long time ago. Can we make room for more useful beliefs? Yes, we can. Do we have the ability to wrap up these old beliefs and pack them up into a treasure chest or something? Yes, we do. It's not easy. But you know what? It will be worth it. Hey, guys. Could you do with getting rid of an old belief to make room for a new one? When we take time to review and refresh some of our old thinking, it opens up the door to new opportunities, to new challenges, but it just gives us a new start, a new change. It gets us beyond where we are today. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. When you change your thoughts, you change your feelings. When you change your feelings, you change your behaviors. When you change your behaviors, you change your results. And you know what? When you change your results, you change your life. Thank you very much for being with me again. It is Donovan from DonovanGrant.com. I look forward to talking with you again soon. Thank you.